Good morning, and wishing you a fantastic Friday ahead. Welcome to today's episode of Morning Well. Three things we are talking about today: OPEC Plus decision delayed, Robinhood's stunning numbers from IPO filing, and a historic day for economic diplomacy. Key energy markets are buzzing, but investors broadly were quiet ahead of Friday's big economic update. A meeting of oil-producing nations surprised the market by delaying a decision on what was originally expected to be a production increase to satisfy surging demand. Oil prices jumped above $75 a barrel. Meanwhile, US propane prices are unusually high for this time of the year, thanks in part to drawdown inventories. Energy stocks in the S&P 500 jumped on the day, up 1.7%. Consumer staple stocks sensitive to input costs slid by about 0.3%. Meanwhile, Federal Reserve Bank of Philadelphia's president, Patrick Harker, told the Journal that he is in the camp of starting the tapering process. Benchmark 10-year Treasury note yields were little changed on Thursday, up just a slim 0.01 percentage point to about 1.46. Overall, stocks had a fairly muted session. Investors may simply have wanted to avoid taking a big position before today's US jobs NFP data. The S&P 500 gained about 0.5%, while the Nasdaq added just 0.1. The Dow was up about 0.4%. The number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits dropped to new pandemic low of about 364,000 in the week ended June 26th. Falling back below the 4,000 level for the first time in 3 weeks and compared with market expectations of about 390,000. ISM manufacturing PMI also edged down to about 60.6 in June from about 61.2 in May, slightly below market forecasts of about 61. The reading still pointed to robust growth in factory activity, although a slowdown was seen for new orders and supplier deliveries, while unemployment contracted slightly and price pressures intensified. On the other hand, production and export orders rose faster. Among individual stocks, CureVac slumped about 16%. The German company released the final results of its once promising COVID-19 vaccine, which indicated that the shot provided less protection than vaccines already authorized for use in the US. Chinese ride-hailing company DiDi Global jumped 16%, extending gains after closing higher on the first day of trading in US Wednesday. Micron Technology fell about 5.7% after the memory chip maker posted quarterly earnings and said it was selling its Utah facility to Texas Instruments. Meanwhile, energy shares soared alongside oil prices. Occidental Petroleum added about 5.1%. On the OPEC Plus front, going into formal deliberations being held virtually Thursday, Saudi Arabia, OPEC's de facto leader, and Russia had agreed to take up a proposal that includes a boost of about 500 million barrels a day starting in August, and then gradually increasing so-called OPEC Plus output by about 2 million barrels through December. But in a surprise move, OPEC said that the group would postpone the decision until Friday. The United Arab Emirates objected to the proposed increase amid concerns about the robustness of the recovery, is what the delegate said. Another wrinkle, a deal may be conditional on the status of Iran's sanction talks with world powers. Tehran is negotiating a resumption of Obama-era deal in which it would curb its nuclear ambitions in exchange for lifting of sanctions on oil sales. US crude rose about 2.4%, closing above $75 a barrel for the first time since 2018. Brent crude, the international benchmark, was up about 2%, closing at about $75.84 a barrel. In a sign that US demand is playing a key role in prices, US crude has reduced a long-standing gap between the two benchmarks. This is some interesting statistics from IHS Market on global oil demand, which I thought I would share with you over here. IHS Market expects global demand in the third quarter to jump by about 7 million barrels a day from the first quarter of the year, driven by North America and Europe at a clip of about 10% and 15% respectively. That should get the 2021 oil demand to some 99.1 barrels a day in the third quarter. is what the forecast is, still down from about 102 million barrels it estimates the world consumed in late 2019. It expects the world to hit that threshold by the middle of next year. While the fast-changing demand picture presents a forecasting challenge, the size of the collective cutbacks OPEC Plus enacted early last year leaves it with more ammunition than usual to calibrate supplies. It cut about 9.7 million barrels of production as the scale of the pandemic became clear and has since restored more than 4 million of that. So that gives it as much as 5 million barrels a day, or about 5% of pre-pandemic demand, to give back eventually. So a lot of ammunition for OPEC Plus to play out with. Let's see how the talks come out today. The other interesting news that came out overnight was Robinhood filing for its IPO. Robinhood Markets unveiled striking growth figures Thursday in the paperwork for its long-awaited initial public offering and also a long list of growing pains. The stock trading app counted 18 million users with funded accounts at the end of March, more than double a year earlier. Revenue in the first quarter of 2021 more than quadrupled to about 522 million. The daily average number of cryptocurrency trades on Robinhood expanded by a factor of 14, and net value of cryptocurrencies held in Robinhood users' accounts rose to about 11.6 billion from 481 million. Meanwhile, users transferred their assets out of Robinhood at nearly 10 times the average rate after it curbed trading in GameStop and other high-flying stocks in January, a decision that also resulted in about 50 class action lawsuits. Robinhood, which plans to list on NASDAQ under the ticker HOOD, H-O-O-D, is said to be the buzziest company to tap the US IPO market this summer, especially since up to 35% of its offering is being allocated to its own trading customers. The listing could value the stock trading app at about $40 billion or more. The company recorded $420 million in transaction-based revenue in the first quarter, which accounts for more than $4 of every $5 the company generated. That business encompasses payments it received from high-speed trading firms to which it routed customers' stock, options, and cryptocurrency trades, a controversial practice known as payment for order flow. SEC Chair Gary Gensler said in a June speech that the agency is considering changes to how it regulates payment for order flow, just for you to note. So where else does Robinhood make its monies from? Robinhood also reported $36 million in first quarter revenue from lending out customer securities to other money managers, as well as $28 million in interest from margin loans it made so customers could buy more securities. The outstanding amount of margin loans on Robinhood's platforms grew to $5.4 billion in the first quarter from $661 million a year earlier. The growth numbers are absolutely stunning. Despite the increase in users and revenue, Robinhood reported a first quarter loss of $1.4 billion. It was largely due to a $1.5 billion one-time charge related to an emergency fundraising in late Jan and early Feb at the height of the GameStop rally. The clearinghouse that processes and settles Robinhood's trades asked the company to put up billions of dollars in extra collateral to cover potential losses on volatile trades, prompting Robinhood to restrict trading in certain high-flying stocks until it could complete the sale of convertible notes. For 2020, Robinhood reported a profit of about $7.4 million on a revenue of about $958 million. Lastly, a global tax overhaul is in sight. Officials from 130 countries, including China and India, endorsed setting a minimum rate for international corporations like Facebook and Google in what Janet Yellen labeled a historic day for economic diplomacy. The OECD brokered deal sets the stage for G20 finance ministers to sign off on an agreement in principle next week in Venice. implementation of rules to curtail tax avoidance by making multinationals pay an effective rate of at least 15% could come as soon as 2023, but hurdles remain. That is the update. Slightly longer episode today. Sorry for that. I'll speak to you on Monday. Have a lovely weekend ahead.